Good to be together. Let me invite you to go ahead this morning before we get too settled in. Turn to your neighbor, your neighbors, and say, may the peace of God meet you today right where you are.
May the peace of God meet you
right where you are.
And you too.
Likewise. And you.
And you. You're welcome.
May the peace of God meet you today, right where you are. Amen. All right, let me go ahead and dismiss the youngest among us. You are dismissed, released, free to go to Children's Church. Thank you, Ruth. For those of us here, it is the second Sunday of Advent. Let me go ahead and invite you to turn this morning to the Gospel of Isaiah, Isaiah chapter 11. We're going to read verses 1 through 10, 491, if you're grabbing a pew Bible. The words will be on the screen behind me. And so let's do that. Let's read this text. I will read the text, and then we'll pray and see what it has for us. This is from the Gospel of Isaiah, chapter 11, verse 1. It says, we read, a shoot will come up from the stump of Jesse. From his roots, a branch will bear fruit. The Spirit of the Lord will rest on him, the Spirit of wisdom and of understanding, the Spirit of counsel and of might, the Spirit of the knowledge and fear of the Lord, and he will delight in the fear of the Lord. He will not judge by what he sees with his eyes or decide by what he hears with his ears, but with righteousness he will judge the needy, with justice he will give decisions for the poor of the earth. He will strike the earth with the rod of his mouth, with the breath of his lips he will slay the wicked. Righteousness will be his belt, and faithfulness the sash around his waist. The wolf will live with the lamb, the leopard will lie down with the goat, the calf and the lion and the yearling together, and a little child will lead them. The cow will feed with the bear, their young will lie down together, and the lion will eat straw like the ox. The infant will play near the cobra's den, the young child will put its hand into the viper's nest. They will neither harm nor destroy on all my holy mountain, for the earth will be filled with the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. In that day, the root of Jesse will stand as a banner for the peoples. The nations will rally to him, and his resting place will be glorious. Let's pray. God, we thank you for this word to us today, and as we now lean into it, Lord, I would ask that your Spirit be present, move in us, make us, shape us, lead us into the deep this morning, that we might enter into and live out the very thing that you have for us. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. So the year was 1914, the month was December, it was just a few months into what was the beginning of World War I. The fighting was intense, the sky heavy with gunfire. All along the muddy trenches, men dug in. British on the west, the Germans to the east. A small strip of shattered earth separated them. The noise of war was heard day and night. Day after day after day, night after night after night, the noise of war. That is until one evening when a different sound was heard. It came from the east. A song began to rise up, Stille Nacht. From the west, a response was given, the same song given in response, Silent Night. Soon after, lanterns began to appear. Men followed, not with guns drawn, but with gifts to be offered. Chocolates, buttons, tobacco, bread, jam. And for this one night, Christmas Eve 1914, enemies became friends. Not long after, not long following, that the order came down, and so the fighting resumed and death returned. And yet, there was this one night that peace was at hand. And here in the Gospel of Isaiah 11:1-10, Isaiah dares to imagine that sort of nearness of peace. Not just for one night, not as an exception, but as the deep and faithful work of setting things right, of setting the world right. A reordering of all that has become disordered. And notice it begins not from a place of power, not from the kind of the majestic heights, but notice it begins, we read, from a stump. A shoot will come up from the stump of Jesse. Stump comes from the Hebrew geza. It is that part of the tree that is left when it's cut down. And so we can think of what's left after the loss, after defeat, after brokenness. From that stump will come, it says, a shoot, hoter in Hebrew. It speaks of that which is small, fragile, something that can be easily missed. And yet, from his roots, it says, a branch that can be translated a twig. And so again, think small, think fragile, think easily missed. A twig will bear fruit. What is a rebirth of sorts? We could say even a resurrection. What is for sure a kind of a renewal, not in spite of, but out from, right? What is to say that place of loss, that place of brokenness, when we feel less than or insignificant, when you feel defeated, cut down, kind of stuck in no man's land or no woman's land, right? When it feels, it seems like it's dead and hopeless. It's there that God brings life. Life, Isaiah says, born of the Spirit of Yahweh. The Spirit of Yahweh will rest, naha, in Hebrew. It means to remain, to stay, to make one's home. And so not just for a brief moment, not for a passing, right? Not just for one night, but this presence, making you the home, right? A presence that stays on him, makes his home there. The Spirit, he says, of wisdom and of understanding, of counsel and of might, of knowledge and fear. Fear here being reverent awe. And he will delight in the reverent awe, he says, of Yahweh. He will not judge by what he sees with his eyes, decide by what he hears with his ears, but with righteousness he will judge the needy. With justice he will give decisions for the poor of the earth. Noting here, righteousness is from Zedek. Justice is from Meshur. Together, they wrap up into what is in one word, shalom. And we can think peace. Which is interesting in that the word shalom does not appear anywhere in this text, and yet all throughout the whole of these verses, Right? The idea of shalom, of peace, it is woven all through every single line. What is not simply, the absence of conflict, like we heard in the Advent lighting this morning. It's not just the absence of conflict, but tzedek is this idea of being in right relationship with. Mishor is this idea of being level or straight. And so this idea here of shalom has this idea of being rightly connected to, joined with, connected with, and where things are unlevel, to make them level, to make the crooked straight, to bring order to where there is disorder. Where even, we read, the wolf will live with the lamb, the leopard will lie down with the goat, the calf, the lion, the yearling together, a little child will lead them, the cow will feed with the bear, their young will lie down together, and the lion will eat straw like the ox. I mean, it's almost too much to actually believe. The infant will play near the cobra's den, the young child will put its hand into the viper's nest. Which for today, I want to say, is, I think, a brilliant bypass of our defenses and our resistance. And this is where I think Isaiah, kind of like last week, this is where I think he gets really personal. Because if Isaiah had come directly at us, the risk and the vulnerability required would be too much. And we would argue, we would push back, we would say not possible, right? You don't know what they did to me. You don't know what I've been through. I have the right to protect myself. Or maybe we just simply defend our complacency to how things are. Because the reality is, shalom is hard work. Right? Peace always requires something from us. So instead, Isaiah gives us the wolf and the lamb. He gives us the leopard and the goat. He gives us the child and the cobra. Circumventing our defensive postures. Evading kind of our denials and our excuses. And he calls us to imagine a world of relationships other than what is in your life and in mine. To imagine not just in theory, but in our homes, in our neighborhoods, in our places of work, in our church. And then not to simply imagine, but to put into practice, keeping in mind it does not arrive all at once. Right? It grows the way shoots grow, from places once cut down. It grows when someone decides not to return the harm. It grows when someone chooses not to rehearse the wrong. It grows when someone chooses not to carry the old anger for one more day. It grows when I decide to lay down the grudge, even when I think I am absolutely right. It grows when someone chooses and offers forgiveness, not because it is deserved, but exactly because it is not. It grows when someone chooses to share with another, right? To open the table to, and to make space for someone who has none. It grows the way shoots grow, from places once cut down. And Isaiah tells us then, this is how the mountain rises. This is how the earth fills with the knowledge of the Lord. Not all at once, but one small, fragile, vulnerable act at a time. And perhaps, Stille Nacht becomes not just peace for one night, but becomes the quiet refrain of a world remade. And so as we let that linger this morning, I want to invite us to sit for a few moments in stillness together and to consider and to think, perhaps, what note is mine to play in this song? What note is mine to play in this song? And maybe to get at that, we can think, where in my life is there a stump? Right? That place that's been cut down. Maybe there's loss. There's a wound of some kind, defeat. Maybe it's a place where you're simply exhausted, feel forgotten. Where in my life is there a stump? And what new thing, right? What new growth? What may be small, fragile, vulnerable, what new thing might God be stirring in that place? What might be looking to grow there? And then what am I holding on to that is keeping peace at a distance? What is it that I'm holding on to that is keeping peace at a distance? And then out of that, maybe consider, what is one small way I can practice shalom this week? Knowing that it requires vulnerability, it asks for a little risk, invites you to play a small note. What is one small way I can practice shalom this week? And then to whom am I being invited to carry peace today? Maybe there's a name or a face or a connection or relationship. Maybe it's a family, friend, neighbor. Maybe it's someone with whom I don't see eye to eye, at odds with. To whom am I being invited to carry peace today? A shoot will come up from the stump of Jesse. From his roots, a branch will bear fruit.